营会筹备的时候。
And then we give out the registration forms.
我们发出登记表。
And to our surprise that the numbers quickly was filled up.
让我们很惊讶的是很快人数就填满了。
And usually in the previous conferences, you see drips and drabs, and usually the whole majority of the registration form will come in the last week of the deadline.
通常在以往的营会里面，我们看到刚开始很少人报名，慢慢慢慢到最后一周里面很多人报名。
So it was quite a surprise for us that the numbers filled up this time quite quickly.
所以今年这么快的人数就填满了，我们觉得很惊讶。
We were surprised because we do not have any big overseas speakers coming this time.
我们很惊讶，因为这一次我们并没有海外的讲员。
We only have our local brothers who are speaking here.
我们只有当地的弟兄们。
Even the Lord Jesus Himself said.
虽然主耶稣尽管如此，主耶稣自己说。
He said, "No prophets is accepted in their own town."
他说没有先知没有先知在本地是被认可的。
So we were encouraged.
所以我们很受鼓励。
That brothers and sisters were willing to come to have fellowship with one another.
弟兄姊妹们愿意来到这里，彼此有交通。
And the theme of this conference is God's house, my house.
这次营会的主题是神家与我家。
And we have heard from the messages by Brother Wong and Brother。Jonathan,
我们已经听过王弟兄和华强弟兄所释放的信息。
That this God's house is actually the church.
这个神的家就是讲到教会。
And each of us is a living stone as part of this church.
我们每一个人就像一块活石，是教会的一份子。
And in the sense that we, each one of us, is a dwelling place of God.
也就是说，我们每一个人是神所居住的所在。
Brother Wong shared with us that.God's house is not far away from us in heaven.
王弟兄告诉我们说，神的家不是远远的在天上，
but it's actually very close by.
而是在我们中间。
It's right here.
就在这里。
It's at the place where every believers meet together.
是在信徒们聚集的地方。
But the church is also spiritual.
然而，教会也是属灵的。
It's not constrained by time and space.
是不受时间和空间限制的。
Do not just think that we are the church.
不要以为我们就是教会。
Yes, we are.
是的，我们是教会。
We are only part of it.
但我们只是教会的一部分。
But the church that God is building,
神所要建立的教会
is not constrained by time and space.
是不受时间和空间的限制。
Include all the believers in the past.
是包括古今中外所有的信徒。
And include all the believers that is going to come later on.
还有将来要兴起的信徒。
I'm not sure how long before the Lord Jesus return.
我们不知道主还有多久要来。
Everyone who got saved before the Lord Jesus return, they are part of this church.
在主耶稣来第二次再来之前，被神所拯救的人都是教会的一部分。
Brother Wong shared with us that the church is built out of God's love.
王弟兄也告诉我们，教会是用神的爱所建造的。
It is holy and without blemish.
是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
It is a place that God's sovereignty rules.
是神的主权所运行的地方。
It's a place where God dwells.
是神所居住的地方。
It's a place where the children of God learn to serve one another, to love one another.
是神的儿女学习彼此相爱，学习服侍的地方。
It is a place where God's children gather.To worship God.
是神的儿女敬拜的地方。
It is also a testimony of the unity between man and Christ.
也是为了要见证神与人的联合。
And then Brother Jonathan shared with us how this truth about God's house can affect each one of our life.
华强弟兄告诉我们，跟我们分享这个关于神家的真理，怎么样影响到我们每个人。
Especially our family.
特别是我们的家。
And that is so important not to lose sight of the big picture as we go about raising our family and living together with our family.
当我们要来养育我们自己的家，建立我们的家的时候，让我们不要忘记那个大的图画，就是神的家。
I was also quite glad that I went to the workshop that was conducted by Neil.
我也很高兴参加了 Neil 弟兄所负责的那个工作坊。
On the wall, there is a picture of the timeline that God was building and looking for his church.
在墙上有一个时间表，这是讲到神在历史历代在寻找，在建立他的家。
From Genesis up to the New Testament, when the Lord Jesus.
从创世纪一直到新约，直到主耶稣来。
And it's so amazing to see the heart of God in this, that He wanted a house for Himself where He can dwell.
我们很稀奇，神有这个心，他一直在寻找一个家，他可以居住的所在。
Where He wanted to have fellowship with man that He created.
是他可以跟他所创造的人有交通、有来往的地方。
But there was setback after setbacks.
但是有失败接着失败。
But God continued to work, continued to work.
那么神不放弃，他一直一直的工作。
The Lord Jesus said.
主耶稣基督说
I will build my church,
我要建立我的教会
and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的门不能够胜过它
It will be built.
教会要被建造
God's house will be built.
神的家要被建造
In Revelation chapter 21,
在启示录二十一章里
We saw the tabernacle of God coming out of heaven.
我们看到神的帐幕从天上降下。
And then he said, "The tabernacle of God is with man."
有声音说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
God shall be with His people.
他要与人同住。
He'll wipe away all the tears from their eyes.
他要擦干他们一切的眼泪。
And the people shall have fellowship with God without any hindrances.
神的子民要跟他。毫无拦阻的有来往。
Originally, when we were preparing for the messages, my thought is to talk about what are the things that builds and what are the things that destroy.
刚开始当我预备这个信息的时候，原来的想法是要谈到哪一些是可以建立我们的，哪一些是要拆毁的。
But as I was preparing this and I listened to the messages and to the workshops.
但我在预备的过程中也听到前面的信息和工作坊的时候
It became much simpler.
那么这个思想就变得更越来越简单了
We talk about God's house.
我们讲到神的家
It is huge.
是很大的
Because it's not constrained by time and space.
是不受空间和时间限制的
But yet the God's house is including us.
但是神的家包括了我们
So each of us is part of God's house.
我们每个人是神家的一部分。
When Paul said that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
当保罗说你们是圣灵的殿。
You are a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
你们是神在圣灵里的居所，就是圣灵所居住的地方。
Every individual one of us has a part in this house of God.
也就是说，我们每一个人是这个神家的一部分。
Do not think that the house of God is only belong to those who are serving.
不要觉得说神家就是那一般服侍的弟兄姐妹。
In fact, if you are not serving, you should ask yourself why.
事实上，如果你没有在服侍，你要问神说为什么。
Unless you are not born again.
除非你还没有重生。
If you are born again.
如果你已经重生。
If you are a child of God.
如果你是神的儿女。
You are to serve Him.
你就要来侍奉他。
Because He is worthy.
因为他配得我们的侍奉。
So if you are not serving Him,
那么如果你没有在侍奉他,
then you really need to ask yourself a question why.
那么你真的要问神为什么?
Can we look at Ephesians chapter 2?
我们能否一起打开以弗所书第二章?
Verse 19 to 22.
第十九节到二十节。二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to 22.
以弗所书第二章十九节到二十二节。
Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into the holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了， 并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
We know that in Corinthians, Paul told us that Jesus Christ is the only foundation that has been laid.
我们知道在哥林多书信那里，保罗告诉我们，基督耶稣是那一个已经立好的根基。
So here talk about the foundation of the apostles and prophets. It does not mean that the apostles and the prophets is the foundation.
这里讲到使徒和先知的根基，不是说使徒和先知是根基。
But it is the foundation that they have laid.
就是使徒和先知所立的根基。
The apostles point to the New Testament.
使徒是讲到新约。
The prophets talk about the Old Testament.
先知就指到旧约。
Both the old and the new, they all pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ being the foundation.
不管是旧约还是新约，都指向主耶稣基督那一个根基。
Jesus not only the foundation stone, but he also the chief cornerstone.
主耶稣不但是根基。而且是房角石。
The strongest stones where all the other parts of the building join together.
是最坚固的这块石头，也是所有建造的根基。
And you and I are to be built up.
你跟我要在这个根基上被建造。
To be a dwelling place of God through the Holy Spirit.
成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Can we turn to Matthew chapter 7 now?
我们一起打开马太福音第七章。
We have this chapter of this passage of the scripture being demonstrated to us in many ways this time in the conference.
这次在特会里面，这一段圣经多次的被向我们打开，向我们展示。
It was quite vivid last night. These storm clouds that move around and swallow up.
我们都记得昨天晚上的表演里面那个风暴是这么生动的向我们展示。
But it's very, very important to find out what the Lord is actually saying to us in this parable.
但是很重要的是，我们需要明白神在这个比喻里头要告诉我们什么。
Because before he mentioned that parable, he said, therefore.
因为在这一个比喻之前，主耶稣说，所以。
Whenever you see the word therefore, you need to go backtrack a bit and see what else he was saying before that.
当我们看到这个所以，我们就要看到上文。前面主耶稣讲的是什么
？Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
马太福音第七章第二十一节。
Not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord.Have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
但那日必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
我就明明地告诉他们说：“我从来不认识你们。”你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fail, for it was founded on the rock.
所以，凡听见我这话就去行的。好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
But everyone who hears this saying of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, and it fell.And great was its fall.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
In the scripture, there are many pictures that represent the church.
圣经里面有给我们许多的图画来代表教会。
Two of the main pictures is a body or a building.
有两个很主要的图画，一个就是身体，另外一个就是房子。
As a body, each members of the body are to be knitted together.
作为一个身体，身体的每一个部分是要被连在一起。
And together, they are in submission to the head.
他们也都顺服那个头。
And we can see what happens when the bodies refuse to submit to the head.
我们看到，如果我们身体里有一部分拒绝顺服那个头的话，会发生什么事
？So when Jesus speak to us,
当主耶稣向我们说话的时候
，He asks us to do certain things.
他要我们做一些事。
And yet our answer to Him is say no.
如果我们的回应是不要
，then we have stopped submitting to the head.
那么我们就没有顺服这个头。
Then, as a members of the body,
那么作为身体的一部分
，you are no longer functioning properly.
我们就失去了正常的功用。
Paul also talked about the church as being the building.
保罗也讲到教会是一个房子
，a building that has foundation.
这个房子是有根基的
，a building that has a builder.
这个房子是有一个人建造的。
A building that was built with various different materials.
这个房子是用各样的材料所建造的。
And of course, we all know that the foundation is the most important part of the building.
我们知道，这个房子最重要的一部分是它的根基。
Without good foundation,
如果没有一个好的根基
，we have something like the Tower of Pisa.
我们就像一个比萨斜塔那样。
Tower of Pisa is actually a miracle.
那个比萨斜塔是一个奇迹来的。
Because it is still standing today.
虽然它歪了，但是它还站立得住。
But at the start of the constructions,
但是在建造的起头
，the builder started finding that it started to slant.
当那个建筑师发现它开始倾斜的时候
，then wall broke up and the whole building work was stopped for hundreds of years.
那个建造的工程就停下来有几百年的时间。
In stages.
然后他们分几个阶段来建。
And now they actually spend millions and millions of dollars to strengthen the foundation.
他们花了几百万的钱来坚固那个根基。
To stabilize it.
让它能够稳固。
And so it is still standing today.
所以它今天仍然站立。
But the problem started when it was built on a soft foundation.
但是问题从一开始建造的时候已经在那里，因为它的根基。是在那个软的土地上。
In 2009,
在2009年
，there was a block of building in Shanghai.
在上海有一座建筑物
，about 13 story height.
大概是三层高。
Suddenly one morning it just
突然有一天早晨，整座房子就倒塌了。
The whole building just collapsed.
整座房子倒塌了。
It was fortunate it was not any closer to the next block next to it.
很幸运的是，它没有周围没有其他的房子。
It was near completion.
这个房子已经快要建好了。
But no one occupied yet.
所以还没有人住进去。
So only one worker was killed in the whole incident.
在整个过程事件中，只有一个工人死了。
How did the building fell down like that?
这个建筑物是怎么会倒塌呢
？It was built on soft foundation.
因为它就是建在一个很软的根基上。
The piling that they use was something that has been outlawed in Hong Kong long time ago.
他们所用的那个建造根基的方法，是很早以前就已经不被允许的。
And after the building was built, they were digging up about 4.5 meter deep garage or basement car park.
在这个房子被建好了以后，他们还在那里挖地下。停车库。
And the soil that they dug up was piled on the riverbank, next to the building.
他们把挖出来的泥土堆在旁边的河岸上。
So there's a big hole and there's a big pile of dirt on the other side.
所以这里有一个很大的坑，而旁边有一堆很高的泥土。
It created different pressure and then the earth shifted.
所以因为有不同的压力，什么整个。地板这个泥土就开始移位
，and the water start shipping into the foundation。
这个水就因此就进到根基里面。
So in a sense, those piles that was already illegal was resting on mud。
所以那些原来就不合法的根基，其实是在泥巴、泥土上面。
And therefore, one day, the whole thing just tip over.
所以有一天整个房子就倒掉了。
It is quite amazing when you see the pictures.
当我们看到那些图画的时候，实在觉得很惊奇。
Of the foundation, they look like chopsticks sticking into the ground, isn't it?
那些根基就像几根筷子插在泥土里。
It shows us how important the foundation is.
我们看到一座房子，它的根基是何等的重要。
If Jesus is the foundation of the church,
如果主耶稣是教会的根基，
then Jesus should also be the foundation of each one of our lives.
那么主耶稣也是我们每一个人生命的根基。
The question is,
问题是什么？
Is he?
他是不是？
Is the Lord Jesus the foundation of our lives?
主耶稣基督是不是我们生命的根基？
Of course, we have to go back to the very beginning.
当然我们要回到起初。
Are you safe?
就是你是否已经得救。
Have you already given your life to the Lord Jesus?
你是不是已经把你的生命完全交托在主的手中。
Because unless you do that,
除非你这样做。
You cannot be counted as part of the household of God.
你不能被称为神家的一员。
And you therefore cannot be counted as having Jesus as your foundation.
你也不能够说耶稣基督是你生命的根基。
But if he is,
但是如果他是的话，
then like the wise builder,
那么像那一个有智慧的人，
have you hear what he says to you and do them?
你听见他所说的就去照着行。
Go back to verse 24, chapter 7 of Matthew.
在马太第七章第二十四节。
Therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, I will liken him to the wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the flood came, the wind blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
God's house,
神的家，
our house,
我们的家，
us,
我们
individually,
每个人，
each one of us is counted in the building of God's house.
我们每一个人在神家的建造上都是算得数的。
In fact, if you look at that chart,
事实上如果你看着那张表，
you'll see many, many different names.
你看见有许多的名字。
All of them are individual.
那些都是一个个的个人。
That God chosen and God used.
神拣选这些人也使用这些人。
In order to build up this house that he desires, a place where he can have fellowship with human beings without any interruptions.
来建造这个他所渴慕的家，一个他可以与人来往有交通的地方。
Every individual one of these people,
每一个个人，
if when God called them,
当神呼召他们的时候，
and if they say no,
如果他们说不，
what will happen?
会发生什么事呢？
That whole human histories will change.
那个人类的历史就要改变。
Will God's plan be interrupted?
神的计划会不会受到影响呢？
No,
不会的。
It will continue.
神的计划会继续。
He will just ask the next person.
神就问呼召另一个人。
Will you answer my call?
你会不会答应我的呼召？
Until someone say yes, Lord.
直到有一个人说好的，主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
That chart has the name of Abraham.
在那张表上有一个名字叫亚伯拉罕
Jacob,
雅各
Joseph,
约瑟
Moses,
摩西
David,
大卫
Names of people that we recognize,
那些我们所熟悉的名字
Names of people who say yes to the Lord,
那些名字那些人是愿意跟主说主啊我愿意
How about you?
那么你向主的回应是什么？
Have you said yes to the Lord?
你是否跟主说是的，主，我愿意。
Is your the ground of your heart?
那个你心的根基是什么
？Been broken up?
你的心，你的土是不是已经被松开
？So that the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ can be laid in it.
让主耶稣这个根基能够建在我们的心里。
Sometimes it is really hard.
有时候真的很难。
Is so stubborn,
因为我们是那样的刚硬
that God had to do extra work.
神要做许多额外的工作。
To break it in order to lay His foundation.
好叫我们这个干预的心被破碎，好叫他的根基能够建立在我们的心里。1972年。
A man called Jim Cimbala.
有一个人名叫Jim Cimbala.
He has a father-in-law.
他有一个岳父。
Who is an evangelist.
是一个传福音的人。
And the father-in-law encouraged him to go and help out this little church in Brooklyn, New York.
他的岳父就鼓励他在美国的布鲁克林去帮助一个小小的教会。
Jim has been a Christian for many years.
这个 Jim 他做一个已经成为基督徒很多年了
，But he is not trained.
但是他从来没有被训练过去牧养一个教会。
Yes, he loved God.
但是他爱神
，But he felt that he's not qualified.
但是他觉得说他自己不配，没有资格。
But somehow the father-in-law encouraged him, and he went.
不管怎么样，这个岳父就鼓励他，那么他就去了。
And 2 weeks after he gone there,
他去了两周以后
，The pastor of that church resigned.
那个教会的牧师就辞职离开了
，because he was so disappointed and he could not continue anymore.
因为那个牧师是那样的对这个会众失望，他就离开了。
Before the pastor left, the pastor said to him.
当这个牧师要离开的时候，他对这个年轻人说
，He said someone must be helping himself with the offering.
他说有一个人有人要
偷
哦。有些人就可能在偷奉献款
，because the pledging is always not equal up to the money collected.
因为收到的钱永远没有
pledging. Because in the denomination, they usually put envelopes and they put how much money they're gonna give.
在一些宗派里头，他们就是用信封写上他们要奉献的数字，那个数字永远跟那个收到的实际收到的钱不相等的。
Now this church only have about 20 people.
这个教会只有大概20个人。
So, you know, you need some sort of detective to find out who actually is the culprit, isn't it?
所以你可能需要一个侦探来发现是谁在做这件事，在偷钱。
But the church was very depressed.
但是这个教会是很压抑的。
In fact, one night when he was speaking.
有一天晚上，当这个牧师在讲，当这个年轻人在讲道的时候
，The church is not only depressed on the inside, even the building is depressed.
他不但每个人心里面很压抑，他们的建筑也开始，这个整个建筑也开始老化。
While he was preaching, one of the pew broke, and 5 people fell down to the ground.
当他在讲道的时候，有一张凳子椅子断了，他五个人就摔倒在地上。
On another Sunday night,
另外一个星期天的晚上
，As a pastor.Begin preaching.
当牧师开始讲道的时候
，5 minutes into his message,
当他已经开始五分钟了以后
，he suddenly felt that he could not continue anymore.
他突然觉得他没有办法继续。
And then he just said to the congregation.
那么他就向会众说
，Would you come forward?
好不好？我们都往前到前面来。
Because I could not continue.
他说，因为我不能够继续讲。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
And then he just covered his face and starts sobbing.
然后他就盖住自己的脸，他开始哭。
And somehow, the Spirit of God took hold of the meeting.
不知道怎样，神的灵就掌管了整个聚会。
And the congregation began to pray aloud to God.
整个会众就很大声地向神祷告。
And suddenly, one of the young usher rushing down from the front, from the back to the front.
有一个年轻的做招待的从后面到前面来。
And he was kneeling down before the altar. He was crying. He was praying.
他就跪下来向神祷告。
And the pastor.Jim just put his hand on his shoulder.
这个年轻的牧师就把手放在他的肩膀上
，try to comfort him.
要安慰他。
And suddenly, this young usher said, "I won't do it anymore. I won't do it anymore."
这个年轻的做招待就开始大声说：“我不会再这样做了，我不会再这样做了。”
Suddenly, Jim realized that he was the man.
这个Jim 这个牧师就意识到这个人就是那一个偷钱的人。
That he's the one who's helping himself to the offerings.
他就是那一位。
That night, Jim learned a lesson.
那天晚上，这位年轻的牧师 Jim 他学到一个功课。
He learned that God is attracted to people who are humble and who are meek and who felt defeated and who cried out to Him.
他学习到说神。 愿意亲近那些忧伤痛悔的人，那些愿意向神悔改的人。
And later on, the numbers began to grow, and then about 40, 50 people.
那么慢慢的人数开始增长，有40个人、50个人。
But still, there are so much work to be done, and Jim felt powerless to continue as well.
但是仍然在那里有许多的有那样多的工作，那这个牧师觉得说自己是。无能为力。
Because Brooklyn in New York is a very, very, bad place.
因为在美国纽约的布鲁克林是一个很糟糕的区域。
It was, basically has lots of drug addicts and prostitutes.
那里有许多吸毒的人，有许多的妓女。
It is a place where there has many homeless people.
有许多无家可归的人。
And Jim felt that as a church in Brooklyn, he could have done more.
那个 Jim 就感觉说，作为一个教会，在这个这样的区域，应该做得更多。
But he could not mobilize his people to do more.
但是他不能够让鼓励他的会众来起来做更多的事。
And he felt that he if he continued that way, then will he end his life without seeing God doing something great among them?
他觉得说，他如果只是这样继续的话，他在他的有生之年将看不到神在那里做更大的事。
At that time, Jim suddenly had a problem with his health.
那个时候他自己也出现了一个健康的问题。
He has been coughing for nearly 6 weeks.
他有6周的时间一直在咳嗽。
And every night his wife could not get any rest at all.
每天晚上他的妻子也因此不能够好好的休息。
His in-law was feeling concerned for him and sent him an etiquette so that he can go to Florida where they live.And to have some rest there.
他的亲戚就让他去去度假，去休息一段时间。
And Florida, of course, we know that it's a warmer place, and Jim was able to rest better.
当他去佛罗里达州去休息的时候，他在那里有一个很好的天气，就能够更好的休息。
One day, Jim went out with a boat of people for a fishing trip.
有一天，他出去跟一帮人出去出海去钓鱼。
They're all tourists.
他们都是一些旅游者。
And Jim also have a line on his hand.
Jim, 牧师也有一根钓鱼的杆。
But his heart was not on the fish.
但是他的心没有在钓鱼上面。
His heart still thinking about Brooklyn.
他的心在想到那个布鲁克林的会所会众。
And then he was talking to God.
他就跟神说。
God.
他说神啊。
There are people dying every day outside the church.
每一天在教会外都有人死去。
And yet I'm powerless to do anything about it.
然后我却没有力量做任何事情。
Will you help me?
求你帮助我。
You know, at that time he was thinking about all the methods that people use about church building and church planting and so forth.
那个时候在他的头脑里想过许多人用过的办法，那些能够建立教会的、能够教会增长的办法。
Some invite famous singers, famous speakers.
有些人就请了一些有名的歌星，有些有名的讲员。
They have lots of activities.
有许多的活动。
And they have home groups.
他们有很细胞小组。
And all sorts of methods.
有各种各样的办法。
But somehow Jim know that he need to hear from God what God want him to do.
但是 Jim 很清楚的知道说他需要来依靠神，要清楚神要他做什么。
Then God spoke to him.
然后神就向他说话。
Not audibly in his ears.
不是向他这个耳朵说话。
But deep down in his spirit.
但是在他的灵里头向他说话。
Let me read to you what he wrote.
让我读给你听神当时向他说什么。
This is what God spoke to him.
这是神向他当时向他所说的。
If you and your wife.
如果你跟你的妻子。
Will lead my people to pray.
会带我的百姓来祷告
，and call upon my name，
来求告我的名。
You will never lack for something fresh to preach。
你就从来不缺乏新鲜的内容可以传讲。
I will supply all your needs。
我要供应你一切的需要。
The church and your family。
不管是教会的还是你家的需要。
And you will never have a building。Large enough to contain the clouds I will send on your way.
我要赐给你的人群是你没有一个建筑物能够容得下的。
It was very clear.
这个信息很清楚。
Jim straight away went back to Brooklyn.
俊马上就起来回到布鲁克林。
The following Sunday, he made these announcements.
在下一个主日，他就宣布了一项报告。
He said, "From now on."
他说，从现在开始。
The prayer meeting in our church.
我们教会的祷告聚会。
Is a barometer about how we are doing as a church.
是我们教会成长的温度计。
The success and failure of this church is because of Tuesday night's prayer meeting.
教会的成功或者失败都取决于我们星期二晚上的祷告会。
Yes, I still like you to come on Sunday.
是的，我仍然希望你们星期天能够来。
But I want you also to come on Tuesday.
但是我也希望你们每一个人星期二晚上的祷告会都能来。
Let's cry out to God.
让我们向神呼求。
And see whether He will answer us.
看他会不会来答应我们。
The prayer meeting will be the engine room that drives the whole church.
祷告聚会是那个引擎来带动整个教会。
That morning there was an Australian or New Zealand pastor was present.
在那天早晨有一个澳大利亚或者还是新西兰的牧师在那里。
And Jim introduced him and then asked him to say a few words.
Jim 就向介绍他，然后让他讲一些话。
He went up the stage and he said this.
那个牧师上台就说了这些话。
You can tell how popular the church is by the number of people that come on Sunday morning.
你可以看到一个教会人数的多少，你就知道这个教会受欢迎的程度。
You can tell how popular the preacher or the evangelist is when you see how many people come on Sunday evening.
你知道星期天晚上的人数，你就知道这个讲员有多么著名。
But you can tell how popular Jesus is by the number of people who come to the prayer meeting.
那么，如果你看到祷告聚会的人数，你就知道有多少人是真的要主耶稣。
And then he left.
然后他就走了。
And Jim never saw him again.
Jim 就从来没有再见过他。
From that day onwards,
从那一天开始
they began to pray and they began to come.On the prayer meetings and pray aloud to the Lord and call upon His name.
教会就开始祷告，他们每个星期二就向神呼求。
In the weeks ahead,
在接下去的几周里头
，many many prayers were answered.
许许多多的祷告得到答应。
And people with gifts, with talents, begin to show up on their doorsteps.
人们带着各样的恩赐，人也许各样的人愿意来奉献自己。
They began to make an impact.On their community.
他们开始在他们的社区当中发生一个影响。
In 1977, they began to move to a hall, higher hall that can seat about 500 people.
在1977年的时候，他们就搬到另外一个会所，能够容纳500个人。
1979, they moved to a theater that can seat 1,400 people.
在1979年的时候，他们搬到一个剧院，可以坐1,400个人。
Now there are 6,000 people strong in that church.
现在在他们聚会固定聚会的人有6,000人。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to say to you, pray and your numbers will increase. That's not the point.
弟兄姊妹们，我不是说我们祷告，那么我们的人数就会增长，这不是我所要讲的重点。
But here was a man who heard God calling to him, and he answered God, say yes.
但是这里有个人，他得着神的呼召，他对神说：“是的，主，我愿意。”
And God changed his life.
神就改变他的生命。
Changed the life of his congregation.
神也改变他所在的聚会。
Changed the life of the community that they are involved in.
也因此改变他们聚会所在的社区。
There are drug addicts.
那里有许多吸毒者。
Prostitutes.
许多妓女。
Homosexuals.
那些同性恋的人。
Homeless people.
那些无家可归的人。
Who found the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们找到主耶稣基督。
And allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to be the foundation of their lives.
也让主耶稣基督成为他们生命的根基。
There was a woman called Roberta Rangera.
有一个女人名叫 Roberta Rangera.
She had many relationships.
她有许多的关系。
Unfortunately, each one of her boyfriends is either a drug addict or a drug dealer.
但是很不幸的，她在各种不正当的关系里头，要么她的男朋友是吸毒的，要么就是贩卖毒品的。
One day she was so overdosed with drugs.
有一天，她吸了，因为过度的毒品过量。
Her boyfriend saw that he just ran away.
她的男朋友看见她这个样子就逃走了
，thinking that she will die for sure.
他以为他要这个人要死了。
Somehow someone else found her and called the ambulance.
有人发现她就叫了救护车。
And she was revived.
她被救过来了。
But then she did not change her ways.
但是她没有改变她的生活。
Changed boyfriends again.
她换了一个男朋友。
Again a drug addict.
另外一个吸毒者。
And then her life just spiraled down deeper and deeper into despair.
然后她的生活就越走越低沉，越走越到一个低谷。
One day she moved to a place which is right next door to the Brooklyn meeting place.
有一天她搬到一个地方，就在那个布鲁克林会所聚会的旁边。
She hated the idea about pushing away those happy people, smiling people to go back to her apartments.
她经常看到许多脸上带着微笑、很开心的人，但是她很不愿意看到他们。
And she was in her apartment, sometimes she can hear them singing.
她在她自己的房子里头，经常听到这些人在唱歌。
But she hardened her heart and she just refused it.
但她的心里很刚硬，她不愿意接受。
Later on, one of her brother became a Christian.
有一天，她的一个兄弟成为基督徒。
And then he invited her to go to Brooklyn Tabernacle for a meeting.
她邀请她，她的兄弟邀请她来到布鲁克林。
She purposely went there very late.
她故意迟到。
And then sat on the balcony and quickly left as the meeting finished.
坐在走廊上，那么很快的就聚会完了，就想离开。
Nothing changed.
没有什么改变。
But one day,
但是有一天
when all her drugs run out,
当她所有的毒品都用完的时候
when all her money's run out,
但是她的钱也用完的时候
she had no place else to go.
她也没有地方可去。
Somehow she found herself driving back to Brooklyn Tabernacle.
不知道怎么样，她自己就发现自己要走向那个布鲁克林的聚会。
It was a Tuesday night prayer meeting.
那是一个星期二的祷告聚会。
That she found herself in.
她发现自己坐在当中。
She went to the front of the altar and began weeping and crying out in repentance to the Lord.
她跑到前面开始哭泣，开始向神悔改。
Miraculously, God saved her.
奇迹般的神拯救了这个女人。
In one of the Easter concert that the church has,
在教会在他们的一个复活节的音乐会里头
，Roberta invited her father, her uncles, and many of her relatives to come to church.
这个 Roberta 她就邀请了她的父亲，还有许多的亲戚来到教会。
Roberta was one of the choir member.
她已经成为教会诗班的一个人。
And halfway through the concert, she was invited out to share her testimony.
在音乐会进行到一半的时候，她被邀请上去来分享她的见证。
And she told her horrible stories about what happened when she was in the drug world.
当她见证她自己怎样在毒品当中过一个那样糟糕的生活。
She had to stop and say sorry to her father. Say sorry, Dad, that you have to hear this.
她说她需要停下来，来向她的父亲道歉，说道歉她所做的一切。
At the end of her testimony,
在她见证的末了
her father came forward in tears in repentance.
她的父亲也流着泪到前头来向神悔改。
And followed by uncles.
然后他的叔叔、他的阿姨
，and all the relatives that she invited，
妈妈所有他邀请的亲戚都到前面来悔改向神。
Today Roberta has about 100 workers underneath her。
今天这个 Roberta 这个女人有100个服侍的人是跟着她。
She was a leader of a project called the New Beginnings。
她在带领一个 project， 一个服事工，名叫新的开始。
Herself and her worker will go out to the subways in New York.
她和她的同工会到纽约的那些地下通道里面。
They will gather as many drug addicts and prostitutes and homeless people as possible.
去寻找那些吸毒的、那些妓女、那些远离神的人。
Invite them, take them to Brooklyn Tabernacle, feed them.
把他们带回到布鲁克林的聚会，来给他们吃饭。
Then share gospel with them.
把福音传给他们。
They were never too dirty for her.
他们从来不会觉得说这些人很脏。
Because one time she was exactly like them.
因为他知道他自己从前就跟他们一样。
She loves them.
他爱他们。
Because she know that the Lord Jesus loves her.
因为他知道主耶稣先爱了他。
Despite or what she has been.
不管她所经过的是怎么样的败坏的生活。
Can we turn to 1 Corinthians now, chapter 3, verse 11 to 17.
我们看哥林多前书第三章十一到十七节。
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work for what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as though as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, in that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木和谐在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救乃像从火里经过的一样，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
It is very clear here.
这里讲得很清楚。
Anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him.
若有人要毁坏神的殿，神就要毁坏那人。
For the temple of God is holy.
因为神的殿是圣的。
Which temple you are.
这殿就是你们。
And therefore this temple has to be built with permanent and costly materials.
这个殿要用永存的事物，用昂贵的材料来建造。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if you hear the word of the Lord saying something to you and you say no,
如果我们听到主耶稣的话，我们说不。
The Lord said, build with this.
主说用这个来建造。
He said, no, too costly.
你说不，这个太贵了。
Too much time.
要花太多的时间。
I don't have energy for that.
我没有力量，没有精力做这个。
I will build with this.
我要用这个来建造。
God said, build with something permanent.
神说又要用永存的材料。
No, I said, I'll build with something impermanent.
但是我说我就要临时搭建。
Something temporal.
就要建一个临时的地方。
Something quick.
要很快，要很快的。
In this holiday in Darling Harbour somewhere, there will be a little activities.
在这个假期里面，在情人港有一些活动。
They are going to build big buildings with cupboards.
他们要建很大的建筑物，用cupboards 用板
纸箱
用纸板纸箱来做。
I saw on the internet how these cupboard boxes and building looks like.
我在网络上看到这个建筑物像什么样子。
It's actually very interesting.
是其实很有意思的。
And people like you and I, we can go and help building them.
我们都可以，每个人都可以去帮手来建这个建筑。
Now they go several story high.
他们这个建筑有几层楼高。
But it will be only last for a few days.
但是这个建筑只能存几天。
And then you can go and destroy it together with everyone else.
然后你可以就大家就可以把它拆掉。
So if you have young children who want to do that, take them there.
如果你如果有年轻的孩子要去做这个去玩这个，可以带他们去。
Now this tells us something, isn't it?
这个告诉我们一件事。
Cardboard is cheap.
这个纸皮是很便宜的。
To build something up quickly is very fast.
你可以很快的用这些纸皮建一个房子。
But no one expected it to be permanent.
但是没有人会以为这是永存的。
It can be destroyed and brought down very easily.
这可以很快的就被摧毁，被分散。
There is a reason why God said to us.
但是神告诉我们一件事。
Think.
让我们思想。
What will last?
什么可以存到永远？
What will remain?
什么可以存得住？
Even through the trials of life.
甚至经过人生的试炼。
Count the cost.
我们要计算代价。
And then begin your building.
然后才开始你的建造。
We do not want to come to the end of our life.
我们不想走，当我们走到人生的尽头。
We come before the Lord Jesus in judgment.
当我们在主耶稣的审判台前。
To see all the work that we have done.
我们看见我们所做的工，所有的工作。
All burned to ashes.
所有都烧成灰烬。
Yes, the Bible says we shall be saved.
是的，圣经告诉我们，仍然要得自己，却要得救。
As through the fire.
但是虽然得救，能像从火里经过的一样。
But we will suffer loss.
但是我们却要受亏损。
And then it will be too late to regret.
那个时候后悔就晚了。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
If you are a child of God.
如果你是神的儿女。
Like it or not.
不管你喜欢还是不喜欢。
God is going to work in you.
神要在你里头工作。
Because he wants to have fellowship with you.
因为神要跟你有交通。
He will have a desire for his house.
神有个渴慕要得着他的家。
He has a desire for you and I.
神要得着你跟我。
He will do it.
他要这样做。
Maybe for a season or two, you may say no and no to him.
或许时不时你会对神说不。
But His will in the end will accomplish.
但是最后神要完成他的工作。
Look at how the Old Testament king Solomon built the house of God.
我们看旧约里头的所罗门王是怎样来建造神的殿。
First Kings chapter 5, verse 17 to 18.
列王记上第五章第十七到十八节。
And the king commanded them to quarry large stones, costly stones.And hewn stones to lay the foundation of the temple. So Solomon's builders, Hiram's builders, and the Gibeonites quarried them, and they prepared timber and stones built the temple.
王下令人就凿出又大又宝贵的石头来，用以立殿的根基。所罗门的匠人和西兰的匠人，并加巴勒人都将石头凿好，预备木料和石头建殿。
Then in chapter 6 of 1 Kings, we saw something amazing.
然后在第六章，列王记上第六章，我们看见一些很惊奇的事。
Verse 7.
第七节。
And the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tools were heard in the temple while it was being built.
建殿是用山中凿成的石头，建殿的时候锤子、斧子和别样的铁器的响声都没有听见。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，We are to be quarried by God.
我们要被神来凿成。
But in order for us to be taken to the temple and be built together with brothers and sisters,
但是要让我们被带到圣殿里，跟弟兄姊妹们一同被建造起来。
God has to do His work at the quarry.
神必须先在我们身上有工作。
Because the assembly work is quiet.
因为这个合成的工作，这个建造的工作是在安静中进行的。
All the noise, all the chiseling, all the digging, all the breaking down, all happening at the quarry.
所有的响声，锤子、斧子和铁器的响声都不能够被听见。
Someone estimated that the most valuable stone,
有人预计最昂贵的石头
may have to lose about 60% of their mass before they can become beautiful.
可能要失去70%的重量，直到它被凿成一个美丽的石头。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，
you only need to go to some prayer meetings.
你只需要去一些祷告聚会。
Or if you are able to find out brothers and sisters who come to the church.
或者你认识一些来到聚会中的弟兄姐妹。
You will find out that some people seem to have a lot more happening to their life than ours.
你发现有些弟兄他们的生命中好像有许多事情在发生，比我们多的事情在发生。
As if one after another, they are seeing problems, they are seeing troubles, they are seeing worries.
好像他们生活中有一个一个的难处，一直的在出现。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，they are in the quarry.
他们好像就在那里被炒，被炒成。
And God is doing work in their life.
神在他们的生命中做有做工做工。
And I can assure you.
我可以跟你说。
At the end.
在到了最后。
They will shine brighter than us.
他们会比我们更发光。
Because they have endured and suffered more than us.
因为他们有许多的忍耐，他们忍耐神在他们身上所做的工作。
You and I are not to be excluded.
你跟我不能够排在外面。
Are you and I willing to give ourselves to the Lord, to His hands, to mold us and to shape us? Until we can be brought to the temple and assembled together with the rest of the brothers and sisters.
你跟我是不是也愿意把自己放在神的手中，来让他来做这个朝召的工作，使我们能够跟其他的弟兄姊妹一同被建立在神的殿中。
God wants to have fellowship with us.
神想要跟我们有交通。
God wants to have fellowship in the place where He dwells.
神愿意。在他所要居住的地方跟他的百姓有交通。
You and I cannot be a stand-alone Christian.
你跟我不能够做孤立的基督徒。
We need other believers.
我们需要其他的信徒。
God will do His work on us in the quarry.
神要在我们每个人身上来做他的工作。
In the church. In the family.
在教会中。
In the workplace.
在家庭里面，在工作里头。
In the world.
在世界里头。
That is our quarry.
那就是要朝照我们的地方。
That's where God is going to do His work in our lives.
那就是神要把我们朝成一块有用的石头的地方。
And then we are to be brought together.
最后我们还要被带到一起。
Together with other brothers and sisters.
跟其他的弟兄姊妹一同。
Who also has been shaped.
他们也经过这个朝照的过程。
Then we'll be joined together.
然后我们要被联合。
Do you know that someone say that the temple of Solomon?
你知道吗？人们说。所罗门的圣殿
，When one stone was upon the other，
当一块石头被叠在另外一颗石头上面的时候
，They can't even stick a knife into the gaps between the two stones。
你不能用很细的刀插在中间
，Because it was so beautifully made and shaped and joined together。
因为每一块石头是那样的准确的叠在一起。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 to 3，
以弗所书第四章。第一节到第三节
，Paul was in prison.
保罗在监狱里面写了这些话。
And he wrote this. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling in which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing one another in love.Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，We are to be built together.
我们要被建造在一起
，and we need to keep that unity.
我们要保守神所赐合而为一的心
，Because that's the place where God dwells.
因为这里是神居住的所在
，Where God has fellowship with us.
是神与我们有交通的地方
，Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
，Is He worth it?
神是不是配得我们这样子
？Is the Lord Jesus worth us giving our all to Him?
主耶稣是不是配得我们把我们的一切都给他呢
？You have to answer that question.In your own life,
你需要在你的生命中，你自己的心中来回答这个问题。
The first day of the camp when I came, and I was looking around.
营会的第一天，当我来到营地，当我周围看观看的时候
，And then suddenly a sister said, "Isn't that a cross?"
有一个姊妹说，那里是不是一个十字架呢
？And I thought, "Yes, that was a cross."
我说是啊，那里是一个十字架。
It was across a lake.
是在湖边。一个十字架。
The color of the cross is similar to the color of the bush.
这个十字架的颜色跟周围树木的颜色是一体的。
It's very hard to to see it.
所以很难发现有这个十字架。
But once you see it,
但是当你看见的时候，
it became obvious to you.
你就知道它在那里。
Now I do want to take you to that cross.
我很想把。
I don't want to take you to that cross.
我不想把你带到那一个十字架。
You can look for it yourself afterwards.
你可以去自己去发现。
But I want to take you back to the cross at Golgotha.
但我要把你带到哥哥他身上的那个十字架。
I want to see on the cross the Lord Jesus dying for you.
我想让我们都看见，在那个十字架上，主耶稣为你死。
And that his blood spread through his body from his head to his sides to his legs to his hands.
他的血从他的身体流出，流到他的手、他的脚。
He did that.
他这样做。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
And he wants to have fellowship with you.
他要与你有交通。
But are you willing?
但是你是否愿意呢
？To then embrace him.
你是否愿意来拥抱他
？To accept his blood，
来接受他的血。
Not only that，
不但如此。
And say to him， Lord，
你也对他说，主
，You are worthy of my life。
你是值得我把我的命都献给你的。
Few hundred years ago，
几百年前
，In one of the West Indies Islands，
在
West Indies，
在一个岛上
，There was a slave trader。
有一个贩卖奴隶的人。
He had about 2,000 or 3,000 slaves on that island.
他有两三千的奴隶在这个岛上。
He hated Christians.
他很憎恶基督徒。
He said, "No Christians, no missionary are to come to this island."
他说，我不要有任何的宣教士，不要有基督徒来到这个岛上。
I'm through with all those rubbish.
他说，我要把他们如果来的话，我要把垃圾丢给他们。
He said he doesn't care for them.
他说我看他们像垃圾一样。
If any missionary shipwreck or any Christian shipwreck,
他说如果有基督徒或者宣教士他们船破了，
I'll allow them to come to the island.
我可以允许他们来到这个岛上。
And I'll separate them from my slaves.
但是我要把他们跟我的奴隶分开。
And I'll send them away on the boat as soon as I can.
我要把他们尽快的送回去。
Now two.Christians,
两个基督徒
far away in Europe,
他们从遥远的欧洲
they heard about this.
他们听到这件事
they pray about this.
他们为这件事情祷告
they say the only way we can share the gospel with these people.
他们说我们唯一一个办法我们能够给这些人传福音
is that we also become slaves.
就是我们自己成为奴隶
And these two brothers,
那这两个弟兄,
they sold themselves to be a slave to this owner of the island.
他们把自己卖为奴隶给这个岛的主人。
The money they got,
他们把得到的钱,
they had to buy the tickets,
他们买了船票,
to be set on the boat to go to the island.
他们到了这个岛上。
Somehow that owner of the island accepted it.
不管怎样，这个岛上的主人接受了他们。
So these two brothers went on that boat.
这个两个弟兄到了船上。
And their family came and said goodbye to them.
当他们的家人到海边跟他们道别的时候。
And they are questioning, is this wise?
他们就在问说这样做是不是有智慧的
？Because they know that once they leave.
因为他们知道，当他们离开了以后
，They will never see these two men again.
他们再也见不到这两个人。
So as the boat depart from the jetty,
当船要从码头离开的时候
，As they wave their hands say goodbye,
当他们道别的时候
，Suddenly one of the young men raised his hand.
突然间有一个年轻人举起手来
，He said this.
他这样说
，May the lamb that was slain.
愿被杀的羔羊
receive the just reward of his sufferings，
得到他受苦应得的回报。
May the lamb that was slain，
愿被杀的羔羊
receive the just reward of his sufferings，
得到他受苦应得的回报。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们
，When the Lord Jesus comes to you and say do this，
当主耶稣来告诉你说 做这样做。
How dare we say no to him?
我们怎么能够对他说不呢
？Lord，
主啊
，Help us，
帮助我们
，to say yes to you，
向你说是的，主。
Let's pray，
我们祷告。
Lord, thank you that you never give up on us.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你从来不放弃我们。
For you want to find a place in us that you can have fellowship.
因为你要在我们里头找到一个地方是你可以与我们相交的。
You love us.
你爱我们。
You gave yourself to us.
你把你自己给了我们。
By your blood, we are safe.
借着你的血，我们得以救赎。
Our eternal destiny is guaranteed.
我们永远的得救是得有保障的。
But what do we do between now and eternity?
但是从现在到永世，主，我们要应当做什么呢
？Teach us, Lord, to be wise.
求你帮助我们，让我们做个聪明人。
To build our house on the rock.
让我们建造我们的房子在磐石上。
And to say yes to you.
让我们对你说，主啊，我愿意。
For you, the Lamb of God.
因为你被杀的羔羊
is worthy.
是配得
for the just reward of the suffering
是配过得到你受苦的
that you endure for us
因为你曾经受苦
help us Lord
主求你帮助我们
to love you
来爱你
despite our weaknesses
虽然我们有各样的软弱
despite our failures
虽然我们曾经有许多的失败
teach us all to be men and women after your own heart
主求你帮助我们成为合你心意的男人和女人
we pray in your most precious name
我们祷告是告你宝贵的名求
Amen,
Amen.